And record.
All right. It's 2:30 on a Saturday. The calendar date is December 21st, 2013. On this tape, you will hear the stories of John Ferrero. He was born October 18th, 1917. And occasionally, you'll hear the voice of the interviewer, Gretchen Kingsbury. We are taping this interview at 10490 Shenandoah Road in Plymouth. This is the location where John was born and where he lived most of his life. John, thank you so much for agreeing to do this.
I hope it benefits somebody.
I'm sure it will. So, let's talk first about your parents. Your dad was Peter J. Ferrero. And tell me a little bit about him. Where was he born and where did he live before he came here?
Well, let's go all the way back to where he was born and raised in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Then he came... I think when he first came to the United States, he went to Arizona. He had a cousin down there, and he worked in a copper mine, I think, for a while. He didn't like it, so he came to San Francisco, and he worked there for a long while until the earthquake.
Oh.
When the earthquake came, he left there. Came to Amador County, and he stayed here the rest of his life.
Good. And your mom? Clorinda Del Porto. All right. Do you know how they met?
Well, when my dad came here, first he worked at the mine over the other side of Drytown. They call it the Fremont Mine.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother's folks had a boarding house there at the mine.
Uh-huh.
And he met her when she was waiting on table with helping out in the boarding house.
Very good. Yeah. All right. So they were married in the early 1900s, you said.
Yeah.
Okay. And then your sister was born in, what, 1912. And her name is Edith. All right. You were born in 1917. Okay. So your mom's dad, you said, worked where? In the sawmills?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Hard-working people, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. In the house where we sit right now, in the kitchen of this lovely home, how did they acquire this house and the land?
Well, actually, it was still standing when they bought the ranch.
Okay.
They've improved it. I've improved it. I mean, we've all improved it ever since.
But you said it was purchased a tax default?
Yeah.
Yes. And they
the whole
were
ranch was that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they had the money to buy it, and wonderful, wonderful. So what did they do here? They didn't raise grapes at that time, did they?
They had livestock, and they tried to sell some grain.
Mm-hmm.
He plowed the ground and planted grain so that. And he did have a little bit of a vineyard here.
Okay. But those grapes in the vineyard, did you tell me they were just sold to the neighbors?
Yeah.
To make their own wine.
Right.
And then later... To the wineries,
yeah.
Right? Okay, that's very good.
Yeah, we beat the wineries by a long shot. We were here, like, let's say in 19... When I come home in 49, I planted most of the vineyard in 1950 and 60.
50 and 60.
And there's only one winery here then, in this community who... In the whole county, you might as well say.
Oh, my goodness.
And
what was the first one? Do you remember?
What's that?
What was the first winery?
The Augustini.
The Augustini, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
So now there's 30 right here in Shenandoah Valley.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you went to school here in Plymouth, right?
Yeah, grammar school.
And what about high school?
Sutter Creek.
Sutter Creek, okay. And were you involved in sports?
Yeah.
Were you a good student?
Average.
Average, yeah. Okay, okay. When in the afternoon, when you came home, what kind of chores did you have to do here?
Well, in those days, we had most everything here. We had pigs, cows, some sheep, even had some chickens to take care of. So I had a lot of chores to do.
I'll bet. You worked closely with your parents and your sister,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So, you left the area because Uncle Sam called you,
yeah.
Right? Tell us about that.
Well, I don't know. They had me on the list. They were going to draft me, and I knew that they were going to put me in the Army, and I didn't have any use for the Army, so
mm-hmm.
I went and enlisted in the Navy.
Okay. That was smart, I guess, as long as you came back.
What's that?
It was good as long as you came back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what did you do in the Navy?
Construction work, mostly.
The Seabees?
Yeah.
That's it. That was really important. And you were in the Pacific?
Yeah. We built a hospital in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to the Tinian in the Marianas, and we made airstrips for the Air Corps
yeah.
to land on.
Okay.
In fact, that's where they sent the first atomic bomb that was landed in Tinian and then over into Japan.
Oh, my. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you came back safely. Any thoughts about how the county is today compared to what it was when you were a youngster?
Oh, yeah. Sum it up even. In those days, it was horse and buggy.
That's
today,
right.
It's all automobiles going
sure.
50 miles an hour.
Yes. Do you see your neighbors very often?
Occasionally, yeah.
But there's some distance, aren't they?
Yeah, there's some right there, not very far.
Yeah,
and
okay.
The only thing separates me from about three of them is a county road over there.
It gets in the way, huh?
Yeah.
So now you have how many acres in planted in grapes?
40.
Okay. Yeah. And what kind?
Zinfandel.
Zinfandel. All right. Very good. Would you say that things are better or worse now compared to when you were a child?
Oh, yeah, a lot better.
In what ways?
No comparison. Well, at least this place has an income now. In those days, they were lucky to make enough money for groceries.
Okay, yeah.
Now,
do you have some friends that you grew up with who are still around, and do you see them? Or
tell you the truth, the ones that I played sports with in Sutter Creek, I think there's only a couple, two or three of us left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you get to in your 90s, that's exactly what happens. What sort of memories do you want to leave, things to share with the folks who will be listening to this? Anything special?
Try not to be number one all the time.
Good advice. Yeah.
And then take care of their business and their family. And do what you can with the government and everybody else is always wanting you to give them money. They're always after you, besides paying crazy taxes.
Yeah.
The more money we make, the more they want.
That's right. Yeah, I know that. Oh. You know, I'm looking out the window at your yard here. It's just beautiful, and it's a lovely day today, too. When I got here, I knocked on the door, no answer. I thought, oh, dear, maybe he's asleep. And then I look around, and I see you driving up on your tractor.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I was thrilled to see you.
I guess I didn't get your message when you called on the phone. Because I can't hear her. This thing here doesn't work very good.
Oh.
So I asked whoever called to let me get over to my other phone.
Yes, you did do that. Yeah. All right. Well, John, thank you so much for the time.
Who is going to get all this?
Okay, this goes, first of all, we'll play it back for you. So you can check and make sure it's okay.
Yeah.
Did you say the things that you wanted us to hear? And then at the Historical Society, it'll be online, and anybody who has a computer can listen to it.
Oh.
And it'll be listed under your name, and then that way you're sharing the information with other people.
Yeah.
So it'll be available to the public.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stop it now. And thank you again, John. All right, John. After you heard that first portion and said it was okay, you remembered something you wanted to add. Will you do that now, please?
Okay. You want me to say it?
Yes.
Yeah, when we were, my sis and I were both small kids going to grammar school, we had to walk 2 miles from here to Plymouth, the grammar school.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't a bridge down at Indian Creek in those days. We had to walk over the rocks. Anyway, when the high water came, my dad used to come down and carry us across the creek.
One at a time, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
And the roads were terrible. There wasn't any surface to it. It was all dirt roads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chucked. Big old ruts in the middle where the wagons used to run.
Yeah. Lots of wagons and horses.
Well, that's all there was, wagons. Yeah.
When did the first motorized vehicle come? Do you remember?
About 1920. I got a guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say 21, 23.
Okay, yeah.
There. My dad first bought a vehicle in. Oh, about 25, I think.
Oh, he was early in the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it a truck?
No, it was a touring car.
Oh, all right. Yeah. And then did you go out for tours and drive around the country?
Not very often.
No.
Went to town.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Good. Well, I'm glad we added that.
Okay.
Anything else that you want to add?
Yeah, not that I know of.
Okay. Once again, John, thank you very much.
Yeah.